USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News talks about the Republicans gaining strength after digesting Tuesday's elections.
When you think of two blue states, or one state in Virginia has been leaning blue and been fairly blue for 10 years, Jersey has always been historically blue, and to see what happened and how close and how divided, can you imagine 2.2 million votes in New Jersey and 100 or 200 vote separation, how close it was in Virginia? I hope it's a wake-up call for all of us.
As the midterm elections loom, New Jersey Republican Senator candidate John Iseman talks about his Democrat opponent.
It's a race that was the most competitive last year in 2020 and will likely shape up to be the most competitive in the country this year. Tom's got a lot of name recognition and a lot of money. What he also has is a number of Stock Act violations against him and an open House Ethics Committee investigation into how he made $3 million during a pandemic on undisclosed healthcare trades and shorts. That's against the same community he was elected to represent. Look, I think what we saw in Virginia and New Jersey specifically is pushback on just rubber stamp politicians for Biden's agenda, the current administration's failings, and the radical left policy that's sweeping the country right now.
In San Francisco, California, children ages 5 to 11 will be forced to prove they are vaccinated if they want to enter restaurants and entertainment venues. San Francisco became the first city in the country to impose strict vaccine mandates for all children and adults over 12. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.